Election time is here in Oregon. Ballots arrived in most mailboxes over the weekend, and some voters have already filled them out and sent them back. One of the more notable races will put a new county commissioner on the three-member board in Jackson County. Doug Breitenthal is the current occupant of commissioner position two, but he lost in the May Republican primary. Bob Strasser represents the Republicans in the November election, and Jeff Thomas is the Democrat. Both men come to the race with some prior experience in government. You'll meet them in turn, starting with Jeff Thomas, who is running for Jackson County Commissioner, former chair of the Medford School Board. Good to have you here on the Jefferson Exchange.
Thank you so much for having me in today.
Let's start with the occupational stuff. You manage Connecting Point Computers in Medford?
I'm currently the owner of Connecting Point. Me and my wife own the business. I've been involved in the business for 30 years, so... 26, I guess, is so we're approaching 30 years of being involved in the same company. So it's been a fantastic place to work. It's been a fantastic place to have my family be in part of and grow up together.
You've learned a little about customer service, I'm thinking, over the years.
Tried to. I mean, every day you get up and you try to serve the community, and one of the ways you serve the community is hopefully having a store where people can come and interact and get service.
How do you feel like that job and your time on the Medford School Board has helped prepare you to be a county commissioner?
Well, certainly working in the company that I've worked for the past 26 years has given me an understanding of balancing profitability with trying to make sure you're taking care of your employees and then also trying to give back to your community. I understand how difficult it is to make payroll every 2 weeks. I understand the difficulty on, how big of an order do you need to place before you can move the product. If you don't move the product, you can't make payroll. So, certainly I'm come from a private sector, small business background. I understand budgets. I understand the importance of a business in Southern Oregon, certainly in Jackson County, of working with their community and giving back to their community. As far as being on the school board, this is my eighth year on the school board. My term ends at the end of the school year, which will be in, end of June. For eight of those years, five of those years, I was elected to be in leadership, 1 year as vice chair and four as the chair. This year, I'm not the chair. After 4 years, the state says there's an ORS that says there has to be a new chair, which I think is a good thing. So I understand looking at a $120 million budget. I understand really tough decisions that need to be made in those budget cycles. I certainly understand how it is to work with unions and collective bargaining and making sure everybody can come to a fair way of looking at what are we going to do for the kids in the classroom, but we also need to take care of the employees because they're part of our community. When I, joined the school board, the reason I ran was because we were failing 1 in 3 kids. We had a 66% graduation rate, and I thought it was completely unacceptable that we were failing 1 in 3 kids. When I leave at the end of June, we're hoping that graduation rate will be 80%. We've brought in new leadership. I was a big part of that. I felt that we needed to change because we were failing. It was very tough to go through those times to really demand that we needed to do a better job. And now I think failure really isn't acceptable in the Medford School District. Everybody is on the same track. We're pushing hard to graduate more kids. And certainly I think that is the main focus of that we need to have in our community. If you're going to run for public office, if you're going to be a locally elected official, you have to have some integrity. You have to stay on the path. And when you do that, there's going to be some times when people are going to disagree with you. But leadership is something that I think that I bring. I certainly can bring people together collaboratively to work on solutions. I think I've proven that. And I'm hoping that if I'm elected, we can continue to work and push Jackson County to be a greater place to be.
So when you turn your attention then to Jackson County and how county government is run and the services it provides, what are the areas you see the greatest need, the most that is not getting done that could be?
Well, I think, the reason I decided to run for Jackson County Commissioner is it's a huge job. There's multiple departments that you oversee, but ultimately it comes down to the fact that you are overseeing the taxation of every real property in Jackson County. So the pie is the pie. I'm not one of those people that says you can spend more than you have. The pie is the pie. But how are we going to spend those resources to make Jackson County a place that you want to be? Jackson County commissioners have got to do the business of government if we're going to sustain businesses that are here, grow businesses, and attract more business. So the things that I think that we need to really look at is we have an available and affordable housing crisis in Jackson County. is absolutely undoubtedly something that everybody talks about, but I'm not seeing a lot of leadership in collaborating together to solve the issue. We have a mental health crisis in Jackson County. I see it every single day where I work. We have a lot of transients. We have a lot of homeless. We have a lot of people that are addicted. So how do we put more of the resource to that versus possibly calling the Medford Police Department or the Sheriff's Department, have them roll? That's not their job, is to deal with mental health crisis, but we're not putting the resources there that we need to. You know, also, we have certainly stepped up as a community, and we've said we want to support more mass transit. But the reality is that we have to look at affordable housing, public health issues, transportation issues, and sprawl as issues that if we really want to attract more business, we have to solve those really tough issues. Because if you want to come here and you want to bring your company here, but there's no place for your employees to live, much less that's affordable, but that's even available, we're not going to ever able to grow this community and become a place where my daughters who are in college can come back and live and work, because I have no hope right now that there's jobs available for them to come back to. And that's sad for me.
Jeff Thomas is our guest on the Jefferson Exchange, Democrat running for Jackson County Commissioner, position number 2. Of the areas that you just mentioned, the one with the most direct control from county government would be mental health services. The county is a mental health provider, has a not long ago built center right in the heart of downtown Medford, essentially kitty corner from the county courthouse, where if you get elected, your office will be. That looks like a step in the right direction. What else can the county do for mental health, though?
Well, first thing they need to do is they need to fill the positions that are available. But again, there needs to be a focus on it. The focus needs to be that we have a crisis of folks that are mentally ill. They are addicted. And what are we going to do as far as the resources to help them with that? There'll be a big argument between whether we should be, funding and demanding that we open up the 62 beds in the jail. I'm not here to say that we should do that. I mean, maybe we should. But the reality is if we're just going to fill those beds with people that are mentally ill, it's just a revolving door. You're going to arrest them. You're going to book them. There's not services available for them in the jail. Then you'll let them back out, and you're doing it again 3 days later. We actually have to put money and resources into helping people that are mentally ill.
Let's talk about the money in Jackson County, because Jackson County, as one of the ONC counties, depended historically upon timber cutting on the ONC lands managed by the BLM. That pipeline has dried up largely because of lawsuits for the Northern Spotted Owl, federal management plans, et cetera. What would you like to see happen in the way of forest management? Would you simply like to see more trees cut to bring in more revenue for the county?
Unfortunately, we've been fighting the timber wars for 30 years, and we need to move off of that. Certainly, there needs to be sustainable cuts, and those things need to be worked out collaboratively with all stakeholders at the table. So we're not going to be in lawsuits and fighting. But the reality is we're not going to bring the money in from timber like we did in the past. Ashland has done a fantastic job with their Ashland Restoration Project, where they're actually going in there and they're cutting all the ladder fuels, which should be a model for everybody in Jackson County. And they're actually removing trees. Imagine that, they're removing trees because they work together to make sure that we're thinning the forests in a way that are good for the watershed, and it's good for the for getting people out in the woods and working. But we're not going to just go in and cut at the rates that we cut in the past. If we're going to continue to go down that path, we're going to continue to fall behind in Jackson County. We have agricultural land. We have family farms. We're a GMO-free county. We should be touting that. We have to start putting the infrastructure in this county to where we can bring business in, and agriculture is going to be a big part of that moving forward. As a Jackson County Commissioner, you certainly have to look at the ONC monies that are available and certainly work with everybody to try to bring as much of that resource as you can. But that's going to be a small piece of what's going to make us successful moving forward.
Let's come back to the GMO part, because that's a unique perspective, perhaps. You think this is actually a selling point. This is something Jackson County should be telling the world, that it's a GMO crop-free county.
Absolutely. I mean, stop the argument of whether you're for or against it. We're a GMO-free county now. We certainly can. In this county, we're one of the only GMO-free counties in the nation. So we need to tout that. We need to use that. We can certainly look at seedlings that we can sell across the nation. This could be a big part of what's going to make Jackson County great. There needs to be a vision of how Jackson County is going to look in the next 20 years. We certainly have recreational marijuana that is legalized now, but we need to control how we want that to look, because in 15 years when the green rush is over, what's the county going to look like? So we need to all work together to make sure we're protecting family farms, agricultural land, and we should be out in front of being a GMO-free county and branding ourselves every single day that way.
Protecting farms and ag land, I know you have some ideas about land use allocations and cities and counties. Obviously, you're dealing with the county government if you get elected. What do you see in terms of keeping open spaces open, keeping rural land rural?
Well, there's going to be some money coming in the short term, I believe, from recreational marijuana. And how do you want to use that money? I think we should be advocating that we're looking at conservation easements where we can put people on family farms at a much reduced rate so they can still afford the land, and we can have food that's available locally here that we can grow here. And again, that's a huge selling point. We could certainly look at, empowerment zones where the county can help acquire land and again, protect our family farms and our agricultural lands. There's a lot of ways that you can look at controlling your own destiny locally instead of just throwing your hands up and saying, well, Senate Bill 100 says X, and so we just can't do anything. We need leadership to actually work together down here to have a vision of how our county is going to look. Marijuana grows are going to be, they want to do them indoors, but yet we're allowing our best land, because it is cheaper by the acre, to be sold, and then we asphalt over it, we put in greenhouses, and they grow indoors. What I think we need to do is be putting zones in to where we can have grows come in less expensively into other areas of the county where we don't have our best agricultural land, because they don't really need that. And again, that's a vision that you have to have for how you want your county to look, and working with people every day to come up with solutions that are not good today, but also a good 20 and 30 years from now.
Jeff Thomas, I want to come back to affordable housing. You described that as a crisis. This is often an urban kind of issue, but what can the County Board of Commissioners do about this?
Well, the County Commissioners can certainly nudge cities to develop and infill. The reality is that, it's if you're a developer, you're going to want to build on a flat piece of land. I would. You would, too. It's cheaper. It's faster. But developers will develop. So if we can nudge them, nudge cities into infilling their cities. You go downtown Medford, and that's one of the things that every single day that I do, I just kind of shrug my shoulders, because if you were a company moving here, and we said, hey, why don't you come out and take a look at our place? So you'd come out here as a COO or CEO, and the first thing you did is get off the plane. Probably the first place you're going to do is drive downtown Medford. How does that look? It's not a place that you probably are going to say, hey, this is great. Hopefully they get out to Jacksonville and to the other areas of this great county and see how beautiful it is. But if we could put businesses down on the first floor, and we could build apartments or affordable housing above that, then guess what? We actually are going to have, when we build affordable housing, they're going to be close to transportation lines, schools, their doctor, and a real grocery store. We want to build affordable housing, outside the cities. That makes no sense, because the services that people that need affordable housing need to access, how are they going to get there? So they end up spending their money at 7-Eleven instead of Food for Less. And we need to really focus on how we're going to solve our issues internally through the business of government, so we can attract business and grow business. Because really, businesses don't necessarily want to come to you because you're going to give them subsidies. They want to come to you because it's a great community to be. And there's a lot of underlying issues that we can work on every day that'll make businesses want to come here.
All right. Jeff Thomas is a Democrat running for Jackson County Commissioner, position number 2 on the November ballot. Thanks for joining us today on the Jefferson Exchange.
Thank you so much for having me in.
All right. Take care.